but we were also having an opportunity to see a baby giraffe that has come into our community that for a very, very long time has not been seen. And most of that reason is also due to what's happening globally, in that giraffes have become posted on the red listing for being animals that are now becoming extinct. So it became an interest to pursue a relationship with the Buffalo Zoo to find out how we as Community Papers of Western New York might be able to extend our reach with our publications and communicate not only the story of conservation, but efforts that we would like to become involved in with how we could help with what the needs might be for the zoo and for the giraffe family.
Dr. Gain, what do people not understand when it comes to animal conservation?
I think that there is a little bit of a misnomer when you see animals at the zoo, and a lot of people have different ideas about animals at the zoo. But what I have come to learn and be privy to through Todd Geist, the marketing director, as well as his staff, is that many of our animal species actually survive because of zoos and thrive. Many times disease is a factor in the wild, as is, unfortunately, with the giraffes poaching. There is also loss of habitat with the growth and expansion of human population, war, civil unrest. Giraffe numbers have been dwindling and continue to do so. And so the zoo actually is not only a place where new species can be born and existing species continued, but we don't want to lose the ability for kids to be affected by seeing these precious animals and learning about their habitats.
You have a lot of great giraffe facts. And again, trying to incorporate that into educating the community about this.
Right, especially educating the community. Because, for example, we have been fundraising because the giraffe family, now there's five. We had a surprise when a few months after Samson, we had Zuri born. So he has a stepsister. And when we've been doing our fundraising events at the zoo and at different locations, when you see the faces of kids, when they come to find out more at the location where we are, and it's usually near the giraffe house, and they ask questions. And this past Saturday at Super Saturday, we had such a beautiful weather day that we were able to have some of the giraffes out in the yard.
You just think about that corner at Parkside and Amherst Street where those giraffes have traditionally been there for so many years and have kind of entertained us and given us that little slice of that wild kingdom world.
And it is that. And the magical part is with these young baby giraffes, it's hard to say baby because they're growing so fast, but when you see how they play in that yard, such an experience to witness. And you could hear the public on Saturday, the minute they saw them come out,